What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back. B. Mitch and Finley. Toby Altizer in for JP all week this week. Appreciate Barstool Nate for joining us. If you missed that, you can always check out the podcast or rewind on the Odyssey app. Coming up at noon, Sam Blum going to join us from The Athletic. Talk a little bit more about Davey Martinez and Mike Rizzo being let go. And Santana Moss going to join us coming up at 1 o'clock. Right now, though, want to talk about the RFK Stadium site. So yesterday, I'm not exactly sure where the president was, but he was asked while he was still on the tarmac about the RFK Stadium site, and here's what President Trump had to say.
The D.C. City Council has not approved a new stadium for the Commanders. If they don't approve it, will you step in?
Well, we see what happens. I've been looking at the deal, and... you know, I don't blame them. They have to. It's a very important piece of property. It's a great piece of property. So we'll see. But if I can help them out, I will. You know, ultimately, we control that. The federal government ultimately controls it. So we'll see what happens. I saw the plans. I saw the stadium. The owner's very, very successful and a very good man. I know him a little bit. And it would be a great place for the NFL to be there.
It's interesting that we're getting to this point. Yeah. Now, you know, the deadline comes up in a week.
It's not interesting. Listen, bro, from the beginning, when they gave approval for D.C. to have control, how many times have you seen 100 senators agree upon what? They don't.
Yeah, it doesn't happen.
And then in that paper, number one, after that one dot whatever, it was stadium. This was probably given with the belief that that is what was going to happen. And I said, listen, man, just remember, if they agreed on this and they put that as that, this is what they're expecting. And then all of a sudden, last week we heard that someone said plan B would be to be able to go back to the White House and ask for help. I think that's always been in place. You know, and I think a lot of times politicians, everybody wants to one up the next. And what's happening with the council right now, you have a chance to revitalize the area, build up something that's an eyesore right now, and you're arguing because you may not like the mayor for the most part. And I understand trying to go and fight for the best deal. But I ask one question. What damn deal you have right now? None, right? So if you are struggling and needing money, how do you completely try to stop the possibility of making money?
Yeah, I think it's really interesting to see, you know, like you're saying. I mean, it felt like this always could end up being the thing because you don't have everybody agree that they're going to give this land over, which, remember, that almost felt like a Hail Mary, right? Where they stuck around after hours and brought this back up and got the vote approved. And so that felt like a Hail Mary. You don't get that sort of a thing to happen for then the DC council to kind of hold this up and make it not be, make it not come to fruition.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't have that sort of a thing. And so I think part of them getting back involved if they need to is understanding that they had a plan for this place, and maybe they didn't necessarily write out the plan of what the stadium's going to look like and all the stuff around there.
But I have to believe that somebody voiced something.
Yeah, they wanted the stadium.
I can't believe they did all that, worked it out, and nobody said anything. I guess just some people maybe thought that, oh, it's going to just not be like that this time.
Well, and I wonder, does this change any of the D.C. council members' minds that are against this? Does it change any that are undecided? Or
maybe,
is this,
maybe not. But
because is it a bad look to you if the federal government, President Trump, whoever has to step back in here and is like, hey, by the way, get this done. This is what we gave this to you for.
Is it a bad look? I would say, yeah. When you have something in front of you, and listen, people going to tell me about how much money is, well, how much money it really is. Well, I know for the last 20, 30 years, nobody has invested in the property. No one. Now someone's trying to at least invest to put the centerpiece to begin to build stuff around it, and you're going to stop that. As I stated before, if you can't come and say, well, if that doesn't go, we have this in hand.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you don't have that, then what the hell are you stopping it for?
Yeah. If you don't have some sort of a plan, I know JP's kind of talked about, would it be like if someone else came up with something, whether it was like, A, you wanted a hospital or just throwing out different ideas, then maybe we could have that conversation. But you didn't get this land just by happenstance for you to then decide that you need something else. Like, mm-hmm. It was clearly given to you for the purpose of becoming
like
RFK Stadium.
It really, really seems that way. And I think at this point, when I heard that someone had mentioned it to me yesterday, I was like, I've been expecting that for a long time. It didn't just come on my radar last week when there was an article written. This has been on my radar since the day that they gave it. And when you started reading the thing, number one stated stadium site. Once I saw that, I said, okay. It was not agreed upon for nothing else, but for that to be the first thing and then whatever else is going to follow it.
It's just, I think it would be a bad look for the DC council if you have this opportunity ahead of you and you can't come to a consensus on this. Because to your point, I understand trying to work out the deal, and I understand trying to find stuff and make sure that you get exactly what you're looking for, all those things. And everyone's going to have to compromise, right? There's going to have to be some understanding there. But what's going on there right now?
Yeah.
Nothing. Like, what's the better option for that place than revitalizing it with RFK 2.0? Like, mm-hmm. What is the other option? That no one's laid out another plan for the place. No one's laid out another, because I think the mayor brought up a good point when she called into the station. I think it was probably a month and a half, 2 months ago on Grant and Danny, and was mm-hmm. saying that, you know, some of the council members have talked about other areas that have been revitalized and brought back to life. And she talked about the areas that they mentioned they had to invest money in to improve parks and build infrastructure and different things. And this is the same sort of thing, just on a larger scale.
Yeah.
No one goes down to that area, really. And so you're going to be able to revitalize that entire area with the RFK Stadium site. I think it'd be such a bad look for the DC Council if they're not able to get this thing figured out. And the people that granted you the land with the understanding that you'd get it through and work through the nitty-gritty details of this have to come back in and say, hey, get it figured out. This is why we gave it to you in the first place.
Yeah. I just think that to think that because someone is investing, they have to do everything and you do nothing, it's ridiculous. Because the infrastructure and all normally is done by the city or whatever. You want me to do everything? You know, I think it's a great chance. You know, that's a Hail Mary for sure. But intelligent people don't come in and put up everything and then you expect them to give you something. You know, if I'm going to put up the bulk, I want to get recouped. I want to recoup mine too. And if you put up some, you're going to recoup yours. How quick did this everything get recouped over here? You know what I mean? We're in the Navy Yard right now. Why? Because that stadium is there. We're not here because this building was here. We're here because the stadium was there first.
Yeah.
And I think that's the ultimate thing. But we'll see how it goes.
Well, and I think it just...
I'm just not shocked that this has come about.
At some point, you have to get to a point where you're actually making the decision on this thing. Because, you know, they want the stadium built by 2030. The World Cup coming in 2031. But I think for us here locally, obviously it means something in terms of being around it. Right. But I think even nationally, it's just a bad look when your nation's capital doesn't have a viable stadium to host big-time events. Like, do you think there's any chance, B-Mitch, that they'd host a World Cup, which is coming here next year, by the way, too, with a men's World Cup as a part of the USA, Mexico, and Canada? You think there's any chance that England would host the World Cup and there's no game in London? You think that there's any chance that in Germany there's not a game in Berlin or France there's not a game in Paris?
See, the thing about it, when you watch the Olympics this year in Paris, wouldn't you believe that if they had a stadium in this city that you wouldn't have that here?
Yeah, I don't understand why, you know, it's a bad look for our country, frankly.
People don't think beyond right in front of them. A lot of times, like, it becomes like personal vendetta. I don't want you to get credit, so I'm going to try and stop it. When ultimately, it's not about anybody getting credit. It's about how long can this, you think about stadiums being built, you're talking about 30, 40 years down the line, they still making money off of it. You know, you have to be able to look at that. And I understand everybody tries to say, well, you don't live in D.C. You know, I probably spend more money in D.C. than a lot of people spend. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of people that live here. I spent more money than them in this city. Let's be real.
So, it's true.
Whatever, man.
Netflix just dropped Quarterback Season 2. They've had one season of Quarterback. They've had a season of Receiver. And now Quarterback Season 2 coming out on Netflix. We'll talk about that. Also, Kirk Cousins saying he felt misled going to the Falcons when they drafted Michael Penix. We'll talk about that next year on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.